Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez from the University of Arizona. I'm here with Richard Papel, and he's going to talk to us about his research and efforts on campus. How's it going, Richard?
Good. How's it going?
Going pretty well. Thanks for asking. Tell me about what you're working on, your undergrad.
Yeah, I'm a junior studying chemical engineering at the U of A. I'm actually involved in two projects right now. I'm in the NASA Space Grant Program with Dr. Sierra in the Department of Chemical and Environmental Engineering. And we're studying new semiconductor compounds by identifying potential byproducts in wastewater. It's new chemicals used for computer parts, and so we're doing environmental tests on those to make sure they're safe. The wastewater is going to be the wastewater from the plants that use the compounds. Like, after it's discarded, we're looking at the environmental fate.
Okay, so you're actually looking at the wastewater coming out of computer production plants.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how it could affect the environment.
Yes, yeah, specifically we're looking at the photolysis, how light changes the compounds.
Any exciting news on that front?
We're studying the toxicity and bioaccumulation of them. Certain compounds seem to be more persistent in the environment. We're trying to warn the industry what they can and can't use. Instead of just dumping them into wastewater, they could find a way to
maybe recycle
waste.
Okay.
I'm also in Dr. Betterton's lab in the Department of Hydrology and Atmospheric Sciences, where we're looking at volatile organic compounds in the air and ozone production. We're looking at that because Tucson is approaching new EPA limits on ozone. The limits have gotten stricter. It's important to look at the volatile organic compound concentration in the air because those compounds can react with sunlight to create ozone.
Under the Clean Air Act, we regulate 6 criteria air pollutants.
Ozone is one of them.
People are probably most familiar with ozone as you're approaching space. What ozone are we talking about here?
Yeah, so we're talking about ground-level ozone, which is not safe.
So you had a funny story recently.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to make you tell it because I can't believe it happened.
I was working in this lab where we measured the volatile organic compounds, and it was barely after hours. It was after sunset, and I had the police called on me. It's a room on top of a building where it's surrounded by windows, and so if the light's on after dark, everyone can see that someone's in there. And somebody was concerned and called the police that no one was supposed to be there.
Yeah, so someone from a building across the way called in on this kid for doing research. We're sorry that happened, but it is quite hilarious that the police had to escort you out of the lab. So what are you going to do when you get your undergrad?
I'm looking to get a job in environmental engineering.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So go in industry?
Yeah.
When you were in that penthouse taking air samples, were you listening to any music?
Yeah.
So perhaps they saw you dancing in the penthouse. What were you listening to?
I listened to a lot of alternative rock from like the 2000s. Franz Ferdinand and Muse are some of my favorite bands.
Awesome. Right on. Well, thank you so much, Richard. You're doing great work. We're really happy to have you.
Great. Thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.